This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. I'm excited to have him on here. He is the CEO of Lampert Less Lethal. Well, they trade on the OTC. The CEO's name is Barry Lampert. Now, one thing I would like to tell you about Lampert Less Lethal, they trade on the OTC listed company, the ticker symbol, like I said, LLLI. They're based in Ontario. They develop international sales for different kind of safe weapons, ammunition, and other security products designed for the police and correctional military and private security. Barry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You know, give my listeners a little background of yourself and how you got involved as the CEO of this company.
Well, my father started this back in 1969. We started out developing various products for the government under government grant money. And that was like that for many, many years. And so we had tremendous technology behind us. But we weren't prepared to start sales. And in 2005, we went public and had some funding to buy new equipment and machinery. And so over the last 10 years or so, we've built a system that we can jump into production right away. Actually, the production is just starting to get going the last 8 weeks. So we've had a lot of advantages over having the research and grant money available to us and the assistance of the federal government, the University of Western Ontario, and some other entities that work very closely in our research.
You know, you guys have had been in the news quite a bit lately. You guys have made some announcements the last past several weeks. And you guys are starting to focus on purchasing orders that distributors are coming in, and they're purchasing one of your products. And one of the products we're going to talk about today is your flash grenades and the pepper spray. Is there a lot of companies in this space? Are you guys only one in this space? And do you have a patent on this technology?
You can't patent this technology because it's been around for many, many years.
Okay.
But our design is very unique, and that is the word, unique. It's something that we developed about 15 years ago, actually. We were a little bit ahead of our time at that period, but as things happen, you know, times change and the development moves forward. We designed this so that when you tossed it into a building and it detonated, with a loud bang, and
right,
then it would drop pepper spray or CS gas or whatever we have developed for it. It would stay in one position. There was many situations where municipalities and police departments, if they've caused a fire, they're the ones that have to buy the property. And many years ago, it wasn't a big deal for municipalities to spend money and buy property. Well, things have changed dramatically. So they're looking for products that would help in those areas, and that's one of the advantages to our new product. As I say, it's not new. It's developed 15 years ago, but it is new to the market.
And these flash grenades that you have and the spray-type grenades, I heard that you guys are in every prison in Canada. Is that correct?
Not for the grenades, for our launchers, our 40-millimeter grenade launchers. Now, These fire rubber bullets and synthetic bullets and also tear gas. The product that we manufacture, the gun that we manufacture, can use anyone's ammunition. That's one of the reasons they came to us to develop this weapon, is because of the fact that we are versatile and had the research behind us. But they are in every federal prison coast to coast.
Are you guys, are you just concentrating on the Canadian market? Are you actually, you know, penetrating the United States also?
We are. We actually assigned a new dealer in Arkansas, a big gun dealer that just came on board a few days ago. We're very impressed with this fella. I don't want to say the name until we announce it next week, but people will realize who it is. But they were very impressed with all the research behind the product and the actual number of products that we've developed all these years. We have over 350 products that has been developed. So we can keep bringing stuff back on board, and it's brand new to other people. And that's one of the advantages to a dealer coming on board or distributor, is that they have quite a selection of product.
My guest today is Barry Lampert. He's the CEO of Lampert Less Lethal. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol LLLI. You know, I was going to ask you about the, basically the climate of, you know, there's so much going on. You hear nothing but, you know, cops killing innocent people and stuff like that. Do you guys sell your products to the individuals, or do you just stay with the municipalities, prisons?
At this point in time, it's been police services and military. We're not sure what the new distributor is putting together and what he has in mind, because we do have a revolver that fires less lethal rubber bullets and sock rounds and distractionary rounds, and also pepper. Now that could be a market for him that he could do on the private level. Now I'm not sure if they're planning on doing anything with that, but it is a possibility they could do that.
I remember having a personal conversation with you about a year and a half ago. You and I go back, you know, a couple of years and stuff like that. And one of the things that you were trying to do was to get molds for ammunition. And, you know, you're going to have to raise a lot of money of that. Can you bring us up to speed for myself and my listeners, or where we're at in the process of that? I understand you guys do have the molds now.
Absolutely, and everything is working perfectly. So we're sitting back waiting for some of the launchers that have been sold to request ammunition. We have no problem keeping up with almost any numbers that they throw at us. We have the capabilities in our molding machines and our new tooling that we've got developed and paid for.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people understand. There's a shortage for ammunition worldwide. Is that correct?
There was a couple of years ago. It's not quite as bad right now. The only ammunition that seems to be in demand is small handgun ammunition, and the manufacturers have been keeping up. Now, the larger capacity, like 40 millimeter, 37 millimeter, there is a few manufacturers that obviously manufacture that. Our weapon systems currently will fire, our standard launcher, 37 millimeter and 40 millimeter, do fire other people's ammunition. As I mentioned, federal government in Canada, coast to coast, every prison has our weapon in it, but it will fire anybody's ammunition. Now, one thing we've done with our new multi-launcher is they need to buy our ammunition.
I see.
We designed that thing to fit only our ammunition, so that's going to be an advantage for us financially.
The company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day Radio Show is Lampert Less Lethal. They're in the safer weapons, ammunition, and other security products space. The CEO that we've been talking to is Barry Lampert. Well, they trade on the OTC, it's under the ticker symbol LLLI. L-I. In closing here, Barry, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, one of the things that might be of interest to clientele is all these years of being in business since 1969, there has never been a death associated with any weapon that we've manufactured.
To find out more information on Lampert Less Lethal, go to LLLICO.com. That is their website, and you can find more on their company.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Lampert Less Lethal website is the one to go to. There's a lot of areas that they can click on and get videos to show how they actually function.
Well, it looks like you guys are turning things around. It looks like the next quarter is going to be very well receptive. We'll have to wait for those numbers to come out. But as you were saying today, you know, you got orders coming in. Things are happening. And so it looks like a real turnaround play. I see that your stock's trading a little bit under 3 cents a share. And with a market cap of 3.4 million, sounds like to me you guys are very, very undervalued where you guys are at.
Yeah, we feel that. We've always felt that. But unfortunately, when you're in research and development, most people are not looking at you as sales. But we've got that door closed, and we're moving forward with our new style of selling.
Outstanding. My guest today is Barry Lampert. He's the CEO of Lampert Less Lethal. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol LLLI. Barry, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, see how things are going. I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.